RadioSaintPete.com. You're listening to live coverage on RadioSaintPete.com. I'm Joe Bordeaux, speaking to you live on New Year's morning. We are at the St. Petersburg Museum of History on the entrance to the St. Petersburg Pier. Let's go down to the podium and our Master of Ceremonies, Frank Robertson.
And the Flight 2014 Planning Board. And we've been looking forward to this event for, I would say, a couple of years in the planning stages, but for 100 years, let's face it. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for all of us who are here today. Again, the weather didn't cooperate, but you know what? We plow ahead. Eddie, don't we? We will. Okay. We're really privileged this morning to have none other than Tony Janis himself. Tony, would you come up, please?
Well, it does not seem like 100 years has passed. It went like that. I am thrilled to be back in the city of St. Petersburg. You know, this is where commercial aviation started. I had a boss named Rex Smith who once said, "There's money in flying. Man was a prophet." Well, many things have changed since I was here last. City has grown. The buildings are taller. But two things haven't. The bay remains the same. And the same warm, generous spirit fills the hearts of you guys here in St. Petersburg. Always had a great time when I was in this town. I'm delighted to be back! Well, they wanted me to keep my comments short, so that concludes them. Ladies and gentlemen, thrilled to be here 100 years!
I'm sorry, Tony, before you go, one question. Now, you had sort of a reputation, first of all, as a ladies' man. Secondly, as a party animal. It was New Year's Eve last night, and how did you spend it?
Well, let's just say there were some lively times at the Wigwam Inn. Thank you all!
Michael Norton, ladies and gentlemen. I'd next like to present and introduce a great man in this community, your former mayor, Rick Baker, who's now the president of the Edwards Group, which is our presenting sponsor. Rick?
Well, good morning, and thank you all for getting up the day after New Year's Eve to be here this morning. You know, about a dozen years ago, I met a lady that, her name was Frances Rose, and she was about 97 years old, 98 years old at the time, and she had moved to St. Petersburg when she was a young girl in 1906, and she started telling me about the history of our city, and she talked about how her brother went on the Coast Guard cutter, the Tampa, over to and was during World War I, and was sunk and killed with all of his comrades in 1917. And she had tears in her eyes talking about showing me pictures of it. And all of a sudden, her face changed, and she looked like an excited little girl. And she said, "You know, I got to watch Tony Janis take off." And she started to describe what it was like. When she was out of school and all the kids came downtown and the whole town gathered around the waterfront to watch him take off. And what's incredible about this event is that, you know, often you go through history and while you're making history, you don't realize you're making history till later. But when Tony Janis took off, the entire city knew that history was being made on that day. They wanted to be part of it and they wanted to see it. I'm so thankful that Frances Rose shared that story with me. She died at the age of 100 3 years later. But she shared the story, she shared the excitement for it. You know, and I on behalf of Bill Edwards and the Edwards Group, I want to thank the Museum of History folks, Will Michaels, the Fantasy of Flight folks, the folks that do the Tony Janis event every year. Everybody involved in making sure that we remember that day, because it was in a very important moment in American history. And as what we like to say now, it was another great day in St. Petersburg. Uh-huh. Thank you for being here, Governor.
Now, before I introduce the president of our Flight 2014 Planning Board and the co-chair of the Tony Janis Distinguished Aviation Society, Will Michaels, I want to acknowledge all our sponsors. Obviously, the Edwards Group is our presenting sponsor. Special Tampa landing sponsor, coordinating everything on the other side of the bay. By the way, the same setup is present there. My friend and former colleague at Fox 13, Warren Ellie, is hosting over there. And we'll be able to see what happens over there. So that's pretty cool. So Tampa International Airport is coordinating all that. Major sponsors, International Air Transport Association, Air Transport Action Group, our media sponsor, the Tampa Bay Language Aviation Society, Jim and Suzanne McDougald, the Percy Fansler sponsor, Rally Stores, and Raymond James, and Tony Jazz sponsors, Albert Whitted Airport Preservation Society, Bank of Tampa, City of Tavares, which is, by the way, the seaplane city. I looked it up. The Columbia Restaurant, Florida Aviation Historical Society, Karen's Engineering Group, National Aviation Academy, REMAX, St. Pete Clearwater International Airport, and St. Petersburg Preservation. A big round of applause for all of our wonderful sponsors. My script is getting wet. I also want to do it this time, Will, just before I bring you up. We are so blessed and fortunate today to have the what I will call the legacy families. So, Tom Benoit created the Benoit airboat that Tony Janis flew on New Year's Day 1914. We have members of the Benoit family with us today. Please stand up and be acknowledged. We also have members of the Fansler family. Percy Fansler was the GM of the St. Petersburg Tampa Airboat line. Thank you, Fanslers. Would everybody else stay home in bed, or what happened? Oh, they're on the other side. Okay. They're under umbrellas. They're smart. Okay. And finally, we have a lot of members of the File family. Abe File, the first passenger, a former mayor of St. Petersburg. The File family, please stand up and be recognized. There they are. Here we go. Thank you. Thank you so much, all of you, for being here. A good friend of mine is coming up now. He is the president of the Flight 2014 Planning Board, Mr. Dr. Will Michaels.
Can I ring you up? Hey, Rick, what was that great day in St. Petersburg line? I mean, liquid sunshine here today. It is really my pleasure. I've had the pleasure of chairing the planning group for the past 2 years for this wonderful occasion. And I want to thank everybody involved, particularly the founding organizations, the History Museum, the Tony Janis Society, and the Florida Aviation Historical Society, and the Chambers of Commerce. I just wanted to say two things here this morning. One is to recognize the great importance of this being the first airline in the world. That occurred on this very day 100 years ago, January the 1st, 1914. And it was not, you know, an isolated event that occurred just in the Tampa Bay area here, and it was only St. Pete people and maybe Tampa people who knew about it. It was well publicized throughout the country. It was on the front page of the New York Times the day after. Oh, okay. Thank you. You know, we had full-page spreads in newspapers across the country in the Midwest, and even on the West Coast. So it demonstrated the practicality of taking this new innovation, aviation, and organizing it into a business that helps people. The ripple effect started right here in St. Petersburg, and I guess ripple is the operative word. Next thing I want to say, and the last thing I want to do, is introduce our flyer for today, our pilot, Eddie Hoffman. We've talked about legacy families here this morning. We've got the Fanslers, we've got the Benoits, we've got the Files. We also have the Hoffmans, which is a three-generation St. Petersburg family. And Eddie's father flew in the 1984 reenactment that Benoit, that's hanging in the History Museum, actually flew, and his dad flew it. His dad built the plane, which Eddie is going to be flying today. And we're so proud of him, and we think that he is a great pilot, and we thank him and applaud him for helping us out with this tremendous celebration here today. Before he comes up, though, I did want to remind you that the world's first airline still has the record for a transit system getting people across the bay, getting people from downtown St. Petersburg to downtown Tampa. And no, they did it in 20 minutes, and that record has not been broken to this day. There's no transit system that gets you across the bay in 20 minutes. So, Eddie, come on up. Here a few words, and then we'll let you leave the stage here and go to the plane if you're still brave enough.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to very quickly say that this is a special, very, very special day. So many people at the Aviation Historical Society, some of those fellows have been working on this since 2007. You know, it's been a long haul. I mean, it's been a lot of people to help make this day happen. And I was born right up the street there in Mount Park Hospital, and it's so wonderful just to be a small part of this. And, you know, my father, who has taught me to fly, and that's been a very, very special thing. And the bringing, you know, he grew up here on the waterfront. He started working for National Airlines when he was in high school. Working, his father passed away when he was 12 years old during the Depression. And the guys at National Airlines more or less raised him. Real role model, got him to love aviation and flying boats. And so anyway, I'm very appreciative of that. It's not, you know, Kermit's done a magnificent, beautiful, as everybody's seen, job of that replica, and I'm having fun here today flying this machine that my dad designed and built. He had also flown the one in 84, as well as said. But it's not about Kermit, it's not about me, it's not about any of us. It's, to me, it's about those guys here in St. Petersburg that had the vision that this was going to be something really, really big. And it's also about the brilliance of the Benoit, you know, the way he was able to put together a wonderful airplane. Tony Janis, who was willing to make all of those trips across to Tampa and back, you know, those are the heroes that we want to celebrate today. And I'm, like I say, very, very happy to just be a very small part of that. Anyway, thank you very much. Hopefully the wind's calming down a little bit, which actually isn't necessarily good. I'm going to try to start back here and hopefully be in the air before I hit the big waves at the mouth. It's a flat bottom boat, so it's a rough ride. So hopefully that'll all work out. Anyway, thank you very much.
All right, before this gets any wetter, it'll be in shreds. I want to read you something dated December 31st, 2013, the White House, Washington. I am pleased to join all those celebrating the 100th anniversary of commercial flight. America has always been a nation that empowers visionaries and entrepreneurs. And for generations, daring men and women have pushed our boundaries and kept America on the cutting edge of innovation. One century ago, a pilot and a passenger aboard a small plane carried this tradition forward by successfully completing a flight on the world's first airline. This short trip from St. Petersburg to Tampa ignited an industry that changed the way we travel and helped lead to today's interconnected world. As we celebrate this remarkable achievement in the history of aviation and the life of our nation, let it inspire us to continue the important work of testing the limits of our times. While we cannot predict where innovation will take us, this milestone serves as a reminder that when bold ideas unite with the spirit of discovery, the sky is no limit. Signed, Barack Obama. And I want to give credit to Britt Bashardi, who facilitated this, and Frank Wells in particular. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask if I have a dry copy now, temporarily. I'd like you to please welcome the Honorable John Maroney of the Pinellas County Commission. John.
Good morning, everyone. Where's Gene Kelly when you need him? It's like, you know, Happy New Year to everybody on behalf of the Board of Pinellas County Commissioners. I have a beautiful resolution signed by all seven county commissioners celebrating the city of St. Petersburg, Kermit, and of course, our good friend Will Michaels. Fantastic job, buddy, putting everybody together on such a great day. And let me tell you, when you're in office, you get invited to a million things when you're in office. And when you live a part of history like this in your community, this lasts forever. So we're so happy to be part of it. I think Commissioner Susan Latvala is somewhere in the audience. But on behalf of everyone, good luck. Here's the resolution. I don't even want to open it up because I don't want it to get wet. So God bless and Happy New Year, everybody.
Please welcome a good friend to the Tony Jazz Distinguished Aviation Society, a member of it actually, Noah Lagos, who's the airport director at the St. Pete Clearwater International Airport.
I got it. Okay. Umbrella duty.
Well, I'm going to try to get this out. Hey, Happy New Year to everybody. I wonder if Tony Jazz dealt with these kind of weather conditions on his first flight. On behalf of the St. Pete Clearwater International Airport, your Pinellas County Commercial Service Airport, welcome to the 100th anniversary of the world's first ever commercial flight. I don't know if you know this, but our airport features a full-scale replica of the Benoit Flying Airboat, which hangs proudly in our baggage facility. The airport's Benoit replica took 1.5 years to build, weighs about 800 pounds, and was completed in February of 2001. The dedication plaque commemorates that the birthplace of scheduled air transportation and the great airline industry which now circles the earth was born in Pinellas County on January 1, 1914. This flight proved to the world that the amazing new invention, the flying machine, could be put to work for the benefit of all mankind. It is this same pioneering spirit, hard work, and dedication that we recognize today, 100 years later in Kermit Weeks and this fantasy of flight team in building an authentic Benoit replica. It is a distinct honor to be part of this historic day. Our airport has been a supporter and partner for many years of the Tony Jazz Distinguished Aviation Society, celebrating the achievements of commercial aviation pioneers and up-and-coming high school college students. It is no surprise to us that the first commercial flight departed and arrived in paradise, known to us as Tampa Bay. Thank you for joining us today as we continue to work together in making our community's world leader in the aviation and tourism industry. Bless you all for 2014.
Thank you, Noah. I'm glad you talked about the Jazz Society and what we do. We honor someone in commercial aviation every year. The Jazz Society was founded 50 years ago. And in fact, it was during his visit on November 18, 1963, that President John F. Kennedy spoke at Al Lopez Field in Tampa and spoke about the legacy of Tony Jazz. The two chambers of commerce formed the society, again, 50 years ago, and we honor someone every year. And one of those people is Sir Lennox Hewitt, the former chairman of Qantas Airways. Sir Lennox is 97? He comes here every year for our banquet, and he would love to be here today, and he sends his best wishes to everyone assembled today, which is really cool. Going to continue with the program while it's still somewhat dry. Our next speaker is Betty Darst of the National Aviation Hall of Fame in Dayton, Ohio. Betty?
Good morning. It's an exciting day. And we are so pleased from the National Aviation Hall of Fame to bring our greetings. We are celebrating 219 air and space pioneers, and this is our mission. And this year we're going to induct 6 new enshrinees, and one of them would be the first woman to be a captain of a major modern airline. And what we do is honor the people who chart the skies and change our world, and we continue to do this. And we invite you to come in October to be a part of the Oscar Night of Aviation. It's a joy to be with you to celebrate this special moment. Thank you.
You know, can you imagine someone coming from up north and they're always going to be beautiful and warm? And next, my privilege to introduce Peter Cerda, America's Region International Air Transport Association, one of our key sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. On behalf of the International Air Transport Association, the trade association of the global airline industry, it's an honor to be here today to celebrate the first century commercial aviation and recall the pioneers of the airline industry. The world is a vastly different place today than it was 100 years ago, when Tony Janis, Percival Fensler, and Abram File made history. And much of the change is owing to what took place on January 1st, 1914, which will shortly be reenacted. Looking back from our vantage point of 2014, it may appear that the revolution brought by the commercial aviation was inevitable. But of course, that with the benefit of hindsight, in 1914, there was certainly nothing to suggest that within 100 years, airlines would transport more than 3 billion passengers annually, equivalent to 44% of the Earth's population. There was no hint that in a little more than a lifetime, aviation would go from being a province of daredevils and thrill seekers to a safe, routine part of daily existence that would virtually eliminate risk from long distance travel. Finally, there was little indication that aviation would transform global commerce. Some 57 million jobs are supported by aviation worldwide, and we make possible $2.2 trillion worth of economic activity. By value, over 35% of goods traded internationally are transported by air. Of course, air travel has changed quite a bit in 100 years. I very much doubt that the most modern flyers would find the level of comfort of 1914 air service adequate, to say nothing of the views of safety and security regulators. Yet in another way, the marvels of the first flight between St. Petersburg and Tampa airboat line is reenacted thousands of times each day. Whenever a person makes the first airline trip, everyone over the age of 3 or 4 remembers the first time down that jet bridge. That simple truth speaks to the universal magic of air travel. I believe that aviation is a force for good. It reunites friends and families, connects people and goods to market, and fosters greater understanding amongst cultures. The world is a smaller but better place because of it. As we recall the events of today, all of us involved in commercial aviation are inspired to work together to make the next century even more successful than the first. Thank you and Happy New Year to everyone.
Hey, it's clearing up. Can't you feel it?
Before I go any further, I'd like to acknowledge Tony Esposito, not the former goalie, or Phil's brother, of Espo Productions, which is responsible for the big screen here today. They're doing the same thing in Tampa. And if you stick it out, I promise you, we're going to see what's going on in Tampa on that big screen, which will be very cool. Now we're privileged to introduce to you Mayor Bill Foster with a special presentation.
Getting better so I can speak longer. No. 100 years from now, you're going to remember three things. You're going to remember seeing Kermit's replica of the Benoit. You're going to remember seeing this beautiful airboat coming out of the water going to Tampa. And you're going to remember that it rained. You won't remember that I spoke any other words. thank you all for being here. Happy New Year. And this really is a great day in the city of St. Petersburg. To the Benoit family, welcome to the Sunshine City. We're glad that you're here. And what a thrill it is to have you and for you to have learned. I met a great, 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 et cetera, nephew that just started understanding a little bit about the name of Benoit and its impact on truly commercial aviation and as that history is being passed down. It's incredible. You know, the Wright brothers, they kind of covered the what, but it was Benoit and Janice that covered the why. And I think that really connects a Kitty Hawk and a St. Petersburg together in this historic event as it is in the history of aviation. So incredible. Thank you to the 2014 board and Will and all of the sponsors. You know who you are. To the city staff and those that work for the city of St. Petersburg who are passionate, please give them a round of applause. They work very, very hard. And it's truly an honor. Actually, I'm not even going to take it out of the plastic because it's still raining, but I want to invite Kermit to come up, and I think he's our next speaker anyway, so I'm just going to take over, and I'm getting cold. Pneumonia, the gift that keeps on giving. Let me tell you, when I met Kermit, it's probably been a couple years ago when we started this odyssey. He started the odyssey of wanting to build an exact replica of the Benoit, and what I learned and what was funny is that people are wider today than they were then. Who says there's no evolution, right? So they were talking about the mayor getting in this thing and going to Tampa. Thank goodness I'm too wide. I would have made the trip. I'm just a little too wide. It wouldn't get off the ground, so that's why it's not going today. But Kermit invested incredible amounts of time, his own money, effort to build this replica, and he will get this off the ground. That's his New Year's resolution. That's mine. He will get it off the water. He will fly from St. Petersburg to Tampa, and when he does, I'm going to give him something for the cockpit. This is a key to the city of St. Petersburg to go to Mayor Buckhorn in Tampa. Now, Mayor Buckhorn has always wanted a key to St. Petersburg. And Kermit is going to be the one to deliver it when he gets this incredible aircraft off the ground. Kermit, God bless you. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you all.
Okay, so I think if the weather had been like this 100 years ago, this might have been the thought process going through the prospective customer's mind. If it looks like rain, we could take the train. But it's not that far. We'll take the car. And since we can't float, we could take the boat. But we've got time to spare. Let's go by air. Anyway, thank you all for coming out and supporting this. This is a great day for planting a stake for not only what became the airline industry, but it's really, I think, more about the human spirit, what the spirit of Tony Janice symbolizes, which is going beyond what we perceive ourselves to be. That's what Fantasy of Flight's all about. Later on, after they do the little reenactment, everybody wants to get dry down in the tent down there. We'll run the engine for everybody. So thank you all for coming.
So this really concludes our formal program. But I want to say this. We are blessed today to have two great aviators, Eddie and Kermit. We have a fleet of planes. There are only two planes in the fleet, but it's a fleet, right? Which is why we can still do the reenactment. So it's T-minus, let me look at my iPhone for a second, which I shouldn't use as my script. It might have been more efficient. So we're at 9:48. Eddie, what's your plan? He's heading to the airplane. All right. So you should be at your gate at least 30 minutes before takeoff. I want to tell you, thank you all for braving the weather. This is still, nothing can dampen the spirit of this event, which is a pioneering spirit and great history. And I'm so proud of this area's history. It's why we love living here. It's part of our legacy. And thank you so much, and happy, happy, happy New Year.